Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm still organizing my time here from this weekend. Sometimes when you travel, do you get jet lag when you get back home? I've got to use maybe 2 or 3 days. So I'm just kind of relaxing in the studio for just a few seconds and just thanking God for you listening in. It's such a pleasure to talk to you every day. We can do great things if we focus on the great God who created us. That's so true. It's absolutely true. And I hope that you listen to some of the encore shows on Fridays. I do. And last Friday, I was so delighted to hear my mother's voice. She called in on the show, and probably one of the last times she called in before she went to be with the Lord. She had such a beautiful voice, and she was edifying us, Darren and me. It was just a pleasure to hear my mom's voice again. So I'm grateful for those encore shows, those Friday encore shows. I'm so glad the Lord told me to do that. So, you know, when you're listening to the program, it's good to listen to a live show. And I do. I think I'm one of the few women on this station that does a live show. I don't know who else might do. Matt would probably know. But I'm just grateful to be able to do this. And that phone number is always online, ready for you to call in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 1-866-917-7256. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And if you would like to listen to previous programs, go to www.freedomstreet.org and click on radio, and or you can download on an app, the KLTT radio app, and listen anytime. Those are great technological advancements. Wow. And thank you for praying for President Trump. It's like I heard Benjamin Netanyahu the other day. God bless him. He says, I'll be back. I'll be back. So we know that God has a plan here going, folks. We just need to pray in agreement to God's marvelous plan. He's going to bring it to pass. Hallelujah. And he does it better than any of us could do. Our memory verse for this week is Proverbs 8, verse 17. And this is wisdom. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. This is a short one, but it's important. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. The Passion says, I will show my love to those who passionately love me, for they will search and search continually until they find me. In my confession for today by Rick Renner, I confess that God has done wonderful things in my life that are a great blessing to others. I have something to share because Jesus has taught me so much. And you who are listening have things to share. You have testimonies. Yes, you even have events that have disappointed you or made you sad. But we have brothers and sisters we can share with. Isn't that marvelous? And he goes on to say, I'm careful about what I say, and I allow Holy Spirit to lead me to those I can open my heart to and pour out these treasures. God is helping me to be wiser about what I share. Read a Proverbs every day, and with whom I share it. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. This reminds me that Saturday around the breakfast table, our brother opened up his heart to those who were listening and presented a story of hurt and betrayal that I won't go into. But I want to tell you that that story affected me greatly. And I've been thinking about the lessons to be learned from things and from people that hurt us in this life. It's an example of how King David cried out to the Lord in Psalm 55, verse 12. He said, it is not an enemy who has betrayed me. I could bear that. It is not my foes who so arrogantly insult me. I could have hidden from them. Instead, it is you, my equal, my companion and close friend. What good fellowship we once enjoyed as we walked together to the house of God. All of these little situations call for forgiveness, don't they? We've learned to be wise and diligent stewards of the kingdom of God, and we also have to make wise decisions about who we should talk to and wise counsel that we should listen to. Proverbs 12, verse 13 says, "A wise man or woman are they who listen to counsel." I know that you have been hurt. All of you, I could say probably 100% of you listening have been hurt or betrayed by people you thought you could trust. And that hurt is like a rock in your shoe. I encourage you and challenge you to forgive so that you can walk with great confidence in love. The one thing that Darren taught me when I went through a lot of hurt and even betrayal by people who I thought I could trust after John died. And Darren said, as an act of my will, Barbara, you say, as an act of my will, I choose to forgive. And I said that a lot of times, folks, but that phrase seems to just really bring an end to that unforgiveness and close the door to it. It's as an act of my will, I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. And it will melt away. It will melt away. Yes, those hurts from betrayal will melt away. I promise you, it has done that for me, and God is the same God. Before you make a decision to even go on to a vacation or a pleasant time with friends, investigate all angles in your decision making. Kimberly and I were talking about how life is made up of hellos and goodbyes. Boy, that is so true. And so I encourage you to investigate all angles and ask questions. 1 Corinthians 2:15 says a spiritual person examines and questions and investigates and inquires into what it's going to take to make his dream come true. That's so important. The Passion says it this way: those who live in the Spirit are able to carefully evaluate all things. You just don't jump into a decision. You just don't jump into it. I know you can dive off a board and jump into a swimming pool, but you can't make decisions like that. You have to carefully evaluate all things, and they are subject to the scrutiny of no one but God. God is your judge, and if he approves, that's okay. You go right ahead, and you have the mind of Christ. James 4, 2 through 3 says, "You ask, and you do not receive, because you ask with the wrong motives, so you can spend it on your own pleasures." So pray about what you're asking God for. Right now, I'm asking God for a cloud covering, and you know what? From the south, I see clouds through the window. Clouds coming up from the south. So I'm praying for clouds because they say it's going to be 100 degrees today. So we can pray for that. Oh, hallelujah. And I want you to be the kind of a believer, the kind of a Christian who loves God, to build up your faith in God. Believe that he will accomplish what he has promised. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy 1, 29 through 30. And Deuteronomy is really an interesting book. And the first chapter in the 11th verse, it says, The 11th verse says that you are 1,000 times blessed. But there is a verse in Deuteronomy 1 that says, you've gone around this mountain enough times. Now go up from this mountain. Some of you have gone around the mountain and around the mountain and around the mountain. And this is what God says in Deuteronomy 1:29. Do not be shocked nor fear them. These are the people that they were going to confront in the promised land to clear the land of the enemy. The Lord your God will himself fight on your behalf. Same thing true today. Your God is going to fight on your behalf, just as he did in Egypt before your eyes and in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God, I want you to get this part, the Lord your God carried you just as a man carries his son in all your ways until you come to this place. it's important, friend, that you know you've got a father that is able to carry you from one situation to the other. I was telling the group Saturday that I remember the times when we were 30 miles from our church. So on Sunday night, by the time we'd get home, I was usually asleep or half asleep. And the most comforting thing for a young, probably 9, 10, or 11 year old who's asleep is for dad to scoop her up in his arms and carry her into the house and put her on the bed. Those were such wonderful memories for me of my dad just taking me up in his arms and carrying me into the house. And that's what your God does. He carries you just as a man carries his son. Build up confidence with Scripture. Jeremiah 1:12 says, "I am watching over my word to perform it." Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word." See, these scriptures are my word. If you're not in the word, you can't pray to God to get an answer, because it's in his word that he's going to answer you. In Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty or void without accomplishing what I desire and succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." You are never in the dark when you're in God's word. You're never in the dark when you're in God's word. Psalm 138 verse 8 is the verse that we used last week. "The Lord will accomplish what concerns me." Isaiah 46:10, and you might need to go to freedomstreet.org and click on radio for today's show, because this is quite a bit of scripture and you want to have it down so you can memorize it. Isaiah 46:10 says, "My purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure, says the Lord." Isaiah 48 verse 17 says, "I am the Lord your God who teaches you to profit." Do you need money? God's going to teach you how to make money and lead you in the way you should go. Also, Philippians 2:13 is a wonderful verse, that God is at work in you both to work and to will for his good pleasure. And if it's his good pleasure, you know it's your good pleasure. I've lived several several lifestyles in my life. And I've determined success is multidimensional, and those definitions may change during different seasons of your life. In my life, I've gone from singing and being in a motorhome and traversing the United States for almost 10 years, and then getting into a retail business, selling pianos and organs for 7 years, and then going on the radio with Darren for the rest of my life, hopefully. And so the success has gone through several changes, and it is multidimensional. If you look at your life, it's the same thing. In the grand scheme of things, success is stewardship, and stewardship is success. And you've got to be consistent. I tithed last year for about 2 weeks. Yeah, last year you tithed for 2 weeks and you want God to bless you. Your tithing has got to be a continual, faithful, consistent, loving him. See, if you just love God for 2 weeks out of the year and then you expect him to bless you. See, I show my love for God and for others by tithing from my first fruits. And it's important that you do that, friend. Simply put, success is doing the best you can with what you have where you are. Potential is God's gift to you, and what you do with it is your gift to God. And I'm going to say that again. Potential is God's gift to you, and what you do with it is your gift to God. It's a bottom line. Quit comparing yourself with everyone else. Are you becoming the best version of yourself possible? Are you your best self? Are you making the most of the unique gifts God has given you? Are you working on your weak hand? I used to have a weak hand. My left hand was weak when I played tennis. And so I really practiced a lot to gain a lot of control, more control. And so it's important, if you have a weak hand or a weak side or something that's weak in you, you can work. You can work at it and practice it until it is better than the other part that was so good. Financially, success is raising your standard of giving rather than your standard of living. Spiritually, success is glorifying God and enjoying him forever. Relationally, success is when those who know you best respect you most. Oh, I love that. here's the reality. Most of us don't get what we want because we don't really know what we want. I know. There were several times in my life, what do you want? What do you want? I don't know what I want. And Sunday at the wedding, I was talking to my nephew, and he says, I'm just tired. And he's only 31. God bless him. And he's got a baby. He's got one, a precious little 1.5-year-old and another one on the way. I says, well, the best thing for you is to get into a Proverbs a day and get into the Word of God, because that's going to energize you to have the energy you need to be the father and the covering of your family. So some of us don't know what we're going to do. And here's the reality. God is going to go with you. He really is. We spend more time planning a one-week vacation than the rest of our lives. And once you define your ideal day, you can identify the lead measures that will produce the results you want. And if I want results, I'm going to come to the studio every day. If I don't want results, I'm going to stay home and stay in bed. But I want results. I want to see success. I want God's people to get into the Word. That's why I'm pumping you every day in the Word with Scripture every day. I want you to become a minister, to minister to your family that the Word is powerful. The Word is something you need to learn, and it's so important. I want to read a page out of Darren's 7 Steps to Inner Freedom. And this is page 35. And because I believe Darren's teaching will unlock a door for you. He starts out on the top of page 35 of 7 Steps to Inner Freedom with 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells you that you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can say, hey, I'm right. I'm cool. I'm going out and find a job my Heavenly Father has for me. And that's your blueprint, because Jesus paid the bill. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you can quote that. If it's not in your heart, if you haven't embedded it in your spirit, and you know without a doubt it's going to happen, then you're going to have a struggle. You can quote all the scripture in the world, but if you don't believe it in your heart, it won't make a difference. So operate in his righteousness. Operate the way Jesus would operate. There are a couple of very important scriptures in 1 Corinthians 1 and 3, and they have to do with your spiritual blueprint, and this is Darren speaking, which is vital when you're looking for a vocation in this world. In 1 Corinthians 1:30, he tells you who you are in God. He says, By his doing, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to you wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that just as it is written, let those who boast, boast in the Lord. That is, God gives you everything you need in Jesus to find that perfect vocation. But he also tells you not to boast that you accomplished it, but give all the glory to Jesus and things will go well with you. You've got to remember that God has given you everything to work with to accomplish your assignment on earth. So you want to give him the credit for it. You do. You want to give him all the glory. One of those verses about giving God the credit is found in 1 Corinthians 4:7. So these last two scriptures are very important, 1 Corinthians 1:30 and 1 Corinthians 4:7. And what do you have that you did not receive? I hope you give all the glory and honor to him. I've got to tell you that 1 Corinthians 3:22-23 gets me really excited, and I hope it will become rhema. R-H-E-M-A, that means vital revelation. It's not just logos written on a page. It's rhema. It's real. It's substance in your spirit. And so Darren goes on to say, all things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. That is 1 Corinthians 3:22-23. So you operate the way Jesus would operate. Jesus doesn't tell you, well, you'll never find a job, so why go look? Or stay at home, sit on the couch, or sleep in. You can go in God's strength, knowing you're victorious, and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's Nehemiah 8:10. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know that one, Philippians 4:13. To find out what you're good at in life, there are many tests and out there that you can take. They can tell you what you're inclined to do. In fact, I took a test one time that said I would make a good undertaker, among other things. Can you imagine Darren Carmack being an undertaker? You can take those tests, but that is bringing input from the outside in. You're taking information from the outside, from the world. I tell you, there's a better way, and that is to get the revelation from God into your human spirit. That's the way to do it, friend, with the Word of God. In Him, you are greatly blessed. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Wash my sin away one glorious morning. He blessed my soul and He made me whole.
He made me whole.
Ever since that happy day, I'm telling the story how He washed my sin away when He blessed my soul. Blessed morning
when the love
of the Lord came down
into my soul,
into my soul,
and He made me whole.
You'd have shouted glory
to the Lamb,
to my Lord and King.
Well, you ought to have been there.
Yes, you ought to have been there when He blessed my soul.
Jesus made my spirit glad one glorious morning. He blessed my soul and He made me whole.
Ever to the Lord is sad, I'm telling the story how He washed my sin away when He blessed my soul. That blessed soul,
and He made me whole.
If you would, you'd have shouted glory
to the Lamb,
to my Lord and King.
Well, you ought to have been there.
Yes, you ought to have been there when He blessed my soul.
Hallelujah. Oh, I'm choosing upbeat songs this week just to keep me rejoicing because I've got so much to do. It seems like when we take some time off, even if it's only 3 or 4 days, then we got to make up. And I want to encourage you and give you some advice here. When you're down, when you're feeling kind of sad and low and lonely maybe, don't get a song like, "Down in the Valley, I'm Going to Go." Don't get those kind of songs. Get upbeat songs. Just turn them on and dance with them. Oh, Saturday we were crushing the enemy with our feet. So you can just take the Word of God and rejoice and be uplifted always. I want to just continue with the seven steps on page 35 and 36 of Seven Steps to Inner Freedom from Darren. Go before the Lord and say, "I'm seeing myself as You see me, Lord. I see myself righteous, strong in the Word, pure, forgiven, and free." And if you've got that booklet, go and speak it out loud. Don't just think it. Don't just read it. but speak it out loud. I'm seeing myself as you see me, Lord. I see myself righteous, strong in the word, pure, forgiven, and free. All right now, Lord, I pray and ask that you tell me what you want me to do. I'll do anything if you just tell me. I've made the big mistake, not just once, but several times, of going out and doing things on my own without consulting him or discussing my plans with him. One time, shortly after Barbara and I got married, I decided that I wasn't good enough material for the ministry because I'd been divorced and I had experienced the rejection from the church and the critical, judgmental looks. And so I decided that I should sell storm doors. When I think of it now, I laugh. Well, after about 3 months and much frustration, I really got upset. I said, Lord, this isn't going well at all. Where have you been? And the Lord said to me, just as plainly as if he was standing beside me, you didn't ask me. Then I asked, Lord, are you in this with me? And his answer was a very loud, no, I've called you for a greater purpose and you've ignored it. Well, I walked away from the worldly jobs because I knew that I had a vital calling on my heart for ministry. See, he chucked the past. He chucked all the rejection. He chucked all those judgmental looks, and he just went on with the Lord. If everybody was against him, he knew that God approved of him going back on the radio. He says, shortly after that, I walked into KLTT and met with Mike Treem, who invited me back on the station that I had been on in the 80s. It's been such a great success because I finally gave the reins over to the Lord. Jesus said something very profound in Matthew 7:8 that most people just ignore. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it shall be opened. I pray today, friend, that you will really ask God in faith and seek him with all your heart and knock on that door of opportunity, and he will open that door wide for you. It's been so good being with you today. Oh, it's been a pleasure to be on the radio every day with you and to tell you about the love of God and his wonderful joy of knowing you. God bless you and keep you and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.